This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sukanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hi. You know, Buck was just informing me that our friend Channing Frye is going to be on the halftime show of the Pacers-Bucks game on NBA TV, I think. And he was daring me to blow up his phone while he's on there.
See if you're really blocked.
And see if he checks it. Can we distract him?
My guess is he's professional enough not to check his notifications while he's on the air for his short halftime segment, but you never know.
Right. But he blocked me anyway, so.
We know this for sure?
They won't come through. No, we don't, but. If I were him, I would. So I love your escort captor honey trap theory, and I'll tell you why. One, you can tell something's weird with Belichick and his girlfriend. Dude, he's 73, she's 24. Okay, right there, it's weird.
He's informed the staff at UNC to CC her on all emails.
Yes.
Like related to, she has her hands on everything.
And look, it really wasn't that weird in the CBS interview. Bill's always just kind of weird and awkward. But
sure.
It wasn't that weird until she chimed in. It's like, we're not talking about that.
And according
to
the reports,
that, to yourself.
That happened 7 or 8 times during the interview. And they had to pause the interview for 30 minutes because at some point she stormed out and expected Bill to follow her. And he didn't. And they're like, what's going on? So, and apparently she was correcting details on the football stuff, too. So, wow. I don't know. I mean, she wasn't even born when most of this happened.
She's acting like a child. Oh, wait. She is.
She was in college when they met.
God. Yeah, that's weird, too.
She was 21.
What if this is like some Epstein stuff? What if she knows? What if he's in the Epstein, you know?
What if they go back even further?
Diddy parties?
I don't know. Ooh. Ooh.
Oh, like before she was of age?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I doubt it.
God. Well, the reason I love your theory is there are questions about that video. It's like,
what circumstance would have had to transpire that he would be leaving her house shirtless in the
morning?
Well,
and how did that get out there? She's the only one that can release that.
Unless it's a roommate. And even then, wouldn't she have, like, filed something or, like threatened something? Like, I don't know.
Roommate? Do you think Bill's going over to her apartment if she has a roommate?
So if it's just her, then, I mean, who else would have access to the Ring camera to even put it out there? It's not him. It's just her. So
that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's why it's a valid point. What's going on there?
Great question.
Question that
needs to be answered.
Well, the thing about her that we see all the time in sports media, and I'm sure it happens in all media, these PR people or marketing people or sports information people, these are the people, like, just to dumb it down, like in sports, like the Ducks, let's just use college. Every college has a sports information department, and those are the people you have to go through to get interviews with coaches or players. They put out marketing materials like game notes and media guides, and they're the conduit to anybody at the university or in the athletic department or for their team that you must go through. And like I was telling Buck last segment, and I think he agrees with this, that I am constantly stunned at how many of them are terrible at their jobs. They really are backwards in how they handle things, and they don't do, and they hurt themselves in the process.
And it's often odd because the decisions they make, they think are protecting themselves or the organization that they're with, but you end up sending up a bigger flare or red flag about what the issue is by either trying to skirt it or get around it or avoid it. And it's just, it's backwards thinking.
Now the Ducks are notoriously pretty, they're good. They're fine to work with. They've just over the years always been very sort of they've always handled their business like they're elite.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they're just, you know, that's how they operate. I will tell you that the worst guy ever, and I mean the worst, like the shining example of what I'm talking about, was actually at Oregon State. And his name is now, God, it was on the tip of my tongue and now it's going to escape me, but he...
Who is it? Or what position?
Well, he was the SID there for football.
Oh, yeah.
The old guy. The old curmudgeon guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my God. So Steve Fink, the guy who replaced him, and again, these are behind the scenes people that you probably... Yeah, I mean, like, you don't know, but Steve Fink was great. Steve Fink was like the nicest dude, very accommodating, just a good guy and good at his job. The guy that he took over for,
I know the guy you're talking about. I've emailed with him before myself, and I can't come up with the name. But
he was the world's biggest a-hole and never did anything.
He did favors for the university or for the athletic department.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, how is that your PR guy?
It was a super old school. Like, it was him acting like they were elite. Like, you need the pub, dude. Like,
unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, this happens all the time. Now, here's bringing it back to Jordan and Bill. People think they can thread this needle. So, and I'm talking about her here because he clearly is doing whatever she is saying because there's no man worse with the media or more indifferent about the media than him. So he wouldn't be doing all this without her. So, they're so out there on social media, and they're always promoting themselves. We just watched them on CBS. There are features on them. There are stories on them. There are photo shoots. There are interviews. But while all that is out there, they simultaneously try to control the narrative about what's out there. And it just doesn't work this way. And it amazes me how many people try this. So he is a 73-year-old man dating a 24-year-old girl.
48-year age gap.
You don't just get to present that the way you want to. Okay? Yeah. It doesn't work that way. You don't get to present it as perfectly dandy and people can't ask questions about it.
And he does address it to a degree in that interview. He goes, well, I've never really been concerned with how other people think. Just kind of do what I think is best for me. And it's like,
okay. But you don't just get to show people a glimpse and then get bristly when someone wants you to reveal more.
And the thing is, he hasn't really gotten bristly. She has.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about her here, not him. He is clearly being puppeted on all this. So for her to just sit on the side and then chime in when she doesn't like something, like, that is not how being public works.
No.
So again, I'm just stunned at the number of people who think they can get away with this. If you have things to hide, or if you have things that you don't want to talk about, like the 50-year age difference between the two of you, then be private. Okay? But you're not private. You want your cake and you want to eat it too, and it's not going to go well for you. Shocking development.
Yeah, every topic you try to avoid or issue you try to skirt, that's what people ask about and want to know about more, and they become less interested in the things that you do want to push.
And you don't get to control what people are interested in.
No, and that's the thought.
And that's it's what like, they think.
If I just give you something, then that's the thing you'll have to run with. Well, it's not the way it works.
Exactly, which is that whole thing about, you can explain this, but the Bill Belichick, there was an email that she put out there from Bill to her and other, I assume, publicist-type people talking about how he was going to promote the book, and he was being bristly, like, I don't really want to do this, and I want it to be about the book, but the media narrative is that I screwed this up or whatever. And she put that out there in order to make people believe that it's him that doesn't want to talk about all this stuff,
right?
Not her.
And she put it to the soundtrack of Taylor Swift, Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah, it, I mean, dude. And so the thing about him and her is they're all over the place in media, okay? So you, when you're all over the place and you're getting headlines and your Instagram, your stupid fisherman's poses or whatever, your yoga poses on
beach
Instagram
yoga, yeah,
are blowing up, be prepared to be asked about that stuff. You did that. So this interview backfired on her immensely because now I think people are seeing, wait a minute, something's weird here. She's trying to help him promote his book, and then all of a sudden there are all these red flags because she's trying to be so controlling.
Well, people thought it was odd that they left that little, her interruption in there.
Yeah.
And there was a report, the producer said they thought that would make it most representative of the conversation because she was interjecting so frequently.
Yeah. They should, yes. If that was a big part of your sit down with
Bill
Belichick,
they wanted that show because it's how it went down.
They're going to put it in there.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe the bigger conversation here is how in today's social media world, and you know, just if you're in the spotlight in today's, you know, in this era, how do you keep some semblance of privacy? I mean, I've always just been one to think if you don't like it, stop doing it. It's not that hard. There are a lot of high profile names who keep very low profiles,
and they don't have that hard of a time doing it.
Right.
They just choose to not be out there and not have any narrative about that.
So if you're going to do it, I would, you know, just be genuine about it. Like, just be you, be real. It feels like she's trying to manufacture what she wants out of this, and this never, ever, ever goes well.
Nope.
It always ends badly. It only gets worse because people then start sniffing around, well, other
and,
business.
And it's going to turn him sour that she's getting frustrated about it, but right now we're in the stage of seeming like he doesn't maybe know how to get out of this situation without it being ugly and public and whatever, and here we are.
Well, and I'm hoping, you know, she doesn't have a lot of skeletons in her closet, because I guarantee you now, guess what's happening? You are opening that can of worms because people are going to dig around about that.
Someone on the text line says it's like that episode of South Park where they make fun of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle for going on a publicity tour to let everyone know to keep their privacy.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And I was thinking about when I was, you know, kind of formulating thoughts about Bill and Jordan, I was thinking about
them?
Those two.
That's a great example.
They're a great example.
Yeah.
Of like, we're leaving the royal family. Of course, I guess when you're in the royal family, though, some of that,
there's going to be some attention forever regardless.
Whether you want it or not.
But they're also leaning into the, we want to do our own thing, and we don't mind if people are aware of us doing our own thing, but you have to tell our story our way, and
but
here's how we want it told.
Yeah, yeah. Here's what we're doing. No, we want to know what you're really doing, not just some,
yeah,
you know.
Please don't speculate about what went down
charity
and the fracture in the royal family.
Yeah, no,
but here's
exactly
the charitable interests we're
so
pursuing
great
now.
Great, and look at our wonderful okay home, and we're living in the States now, and whatever. These people, man, it's crazy. I'm telling you, I don't know how it's going to end, but I know it's going to end badly between Bill and Jordan, and I can't wait. And I think that I really think that Buckley's right about a lot of this. I think that the what'd you call it, the escort captor honey trap theory.
Yeah,
I think that's right. We're witnessing just the tip of the iceberg.
It could just be a
very sinister
captor honey trap. It doesn't necessarily have to be escort, but it also feels like she got her hooks in somehow. Whether that was
she's got something on him.
Yeah.
Can't wait to find out what it is. Or actually, I'm here for the train wreck of them just still, you know, just
right. Well, will there be some sort of financial settlement and an NDA that, like, we don't ever hear? She just suddenly disappears.
Well, what's going to happen in North Carolina? You know, I'm sorry. Right now, that we're not talking about it because it's about to be summer. Come fall, especially if North Carolina wins a game or two. Like, dude, Bill Belichick and his team, they're going to be a big story.
Yeah, they're already one of the biggest going into the next season just because of his name.
You mean her name?
Their name.
God. All right.
I think they start their season in Ireland, too.
That's next year.
Oh, is that 2 years?
Yeah, so okay. They're playing. No, because the Ireland game this year is Kansas State, Iowa State.
That's right.
But next year, it's TCU, North Carolina. Here's the question. Will Bill Belichick be the coach at North Carolina when they play in Ireland next
great
year?
Great question.
I don't know that he will.
I think he definitely makes it through this season, but whether he's back for another, that's a good
question. Well, did you hear the, I think you were the one that sent me the link to the Boston sports radio guy who knows Belichick well.
Yeah.
And he was saying, again, it's Boston sports radio, so there's a whole other thing. But He was saying that his act is not going over well at North Carolina.
It sounds like whether he's out of his depths or just not familiar with how the college process works, that, yeah, things aren't essentially smooth over there.
Yeah. Well, Jordan is certainly showing her age, her tender age of 24, with how she's handling this. So maybe, you know, maybe it's just that. Maybe it's very simply she's young, she's trying to help him, and he's trying to let her help him. It's just not, it's not going all that well. All right, could this really happen? That's next on The Fan. All right, enough speculation about Bill Belichick being a pedophile, although I think mostly confirmed by Ryan Buckley today.
I don't think that's how that went down.
Oh, man.
Enough about that. Here's another wild stretch your mind sports bender. How about that?
Yeah.
I saw that Andrew Luck. So Luck was taking snaps.
Yeah, I saw that.
So, you know, he's 35.
Right.
He was taking snaps because he's the GM at Stanford.
Right.
Now. And of course, you think of him as maybe older. He's been out of the lexicon for a while, but
yeah,
he's
because
only
of his
35.
Absence from the game, he's, yeah.
35 isn't that old. That's younger than you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
5 years younger than me.
And he does have a year of eligibility left.
I thought that expires when you go pro. I don't think
Yeah, I'm sure it does. This is not an exercise of, oh, what if this happens? This is an exercise in what would that look like? If Andrew Luck is the starting quarterback at Stanford next season, would he be good? I think that'd be pretty good.
You know what I think it would kind of be like? Do you remember like the very final years of Peyton Manning where like his neck was all screwed up and he had zero arm strength and could barely grip a football, but he just still understood the game plan and the defenses so well that he could just go in there and put them in the right look and he could dump it off 5 or 7 yards.
You think it'd be like that? You don't think Luck
I don't know if he can uncork it still or not. I mean, he left because of a pretty serious injury, right? And or was he just preventing?
What was his? I thought he
was his a neck thing too, or was his concussions?
Looking it up. But what? No, seriously. Like, I'll give you the current Stanford quarterback or Andrew Luck. Next year,
probably Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
The thing is, he was so smart and so good and such a savant. That's like what makes me think down the Peyton Manning road that like even if the kid who's supposed to start there has all the physical tools, he can probably put them in the better look, in the better situation, and distribute the ball to the right guy better than the guy who's there.
That's what I think too. So 2017, he lost a season due to a shoulder injury. The next year was his last season. They started 1-5.
AI tells us that it was primarily due to the physical and mental toll of numerous injuries that he sustained throughout his career. So
he wanted to protect his body. He was like, I'm done. Enough.
I'm sick of putting myself through this.
I don't know. So this would be akin to, because I was looking up Ducks quarterbacks who would be about this age.
Yeah.
This would be akin to Darren Thomas.
Oh my God.
Or maybe Jeremiah Masoli coming back now.
Yeah.
And playing for the Ducks, although they weren't as good as Andrew Luck.
No.
But power rank the over 30 quarterbacks that you would want.
Oh, man.
That you'd take a, because he's up there. He might be number two. Of course, everyone's going to say Tom Brady. And I said over 30. Tom Brady's damn near 85 years old.
Yeah, what's Tom, 45
I think he's
now?
47.
47?
I'd still want him out there. He's only a couple years removed from playing. Dude, I'd still want him out there because he's taking care of himself.
Yeah, he's 47. He'll be 48 in August.
And I want him.
Yeah?
I'll give him to me.
You would take
college season next year, or this season, Tom Brady or Drew Locke?
Oh, Tom Brady.
Not even a debate.
I don't think so. If he can get him, if he's going out on the field, it's because he could get himself there.
Okay.
And like, yeah, I dig him.
Bo Nix or Tom Brady? College season this year.
Oh, a college season?
Yes.
Bo Nix.
Well, that's what I asked Drew Locke, Tom Brady, college season. Because what I'm saying is,
I just think that Bo Nix is way better than Drew Locke.
No, I know. But in college, like Drew Locke was pretty good.
Sure.
Tom Brady.
Bo Nix was even better.
He was, but I'm saying if Drew Locke went back to college, he would have success right now. He's just much younger than Tom Brady.
Right. But I would go Brady, then Nix, then Locke.
What about over 30 quarterbacks? So Brady won.
Okay.
That retired over 30 quarterbacks.
Okay.
That you would want. Tom Brady would be one. I think Andrew Luck is going to be number two. Is he not?
Probably.
So I'll give you, I mean, I'm trying to think of a quarterback in college who is no longer in college, who could still sling it in college. Maybe like Bailey Zappi. He was pretty good wherever he went.
Sure, yeah.
Bailey Zappi or Andrew Luck? College season starting this fall.
Oh. Zappi, because he's had more recent reps.
Okay.
But it's
Sam Hartman or Andrew Luck?
Andrew Luck.
See what I mean?
Andrew Luck could go start for Bill Belichick right now in Chapel Hill.
Yeah, I think he could. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think at Stanford, he'd be pretty good.
He might be better than what they have. He probably is,
yes.
In fact.
And of course, no, I'm not saying that this would happen. This is not what I'm saying.
Well, this happened occasionally. Do you remember this happened with Scott Frost a little bit in his coaching days, both at Nebraska and at Central Florida? He was such an option guru from his time at Nebraska that he would put the pads and helmet on, and when they were playing an option team, he would run the scout team and still play the option quarterback for the scout team, and he'd kick his defense's ass.
I love that. Somebody brought up Johnny Manziel.
Ooh.
Manziel? Well, okay.
Because he's physically a shell of what he used to be.
I just don't think
I don't think physically he could do it.
Well, he's getting up there, isn't he? I mean, how old is...
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I don't think... He's a guy who has spent his days drinking and golfing. Like,
yeah, so he's 32. Would he make your list of over 30 retireds that you'd want? Probably not.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, in college. I'm talking about
college. No, I know. He was... We already know that he doesn't study. He's not going to be ready for that.
Yeah, we don't want him. You're right. Matt Ryan?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Ryan could go carve up college right now, I think.
Yeah, I think he could too. But why? This is my point. Why do we think that Matt Ryan will carve up college and Andrew Luck wouldn't? Andrew Luck's 2 years younger.
Yeah, because Matt Ryan has done it against pros more recently. That's why.
Yeah, okay. Eli Manning?
Yep, I saw that name come up.
You want... I mean,
he's been retired in 2018, so he's 7 years out.
Listen, here's a good one. What if 39-year-old Ben Roethlisberger's fat ass was back
too?
That would be pretty good.
How fat is he?
I think he's real fat now. I mean, I don't know, but
I think I probably go with the kid you've got over Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
The big bowl of gravy rolling around back there.
Yeah, he's big.
What about Peyton Manning? Could Peyton Manning carve up a college defense right now? He's not very mobile.
No,
doesn't have much arm strength.
Boy, how old's Peyton now? So he's 49. No, he's older than Brady. No, I'm out on him. And maybe some of that's just bias.
Peyton's 49.
Yeah. Well, I know. I just said that.
No.
Thank you for paying attention.
I'm doing my research.
Yeah.
Award-winning research.
He's older than Brady, and I think some of it is just how he looked when he retired.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Mm. Well, it's an interesting exercise, and I want to see it done.
Well, how about a guy who doesn't have a job right now, Aaron Rodgers?
Badgie. Oh, yeah. See, now, well, okay, but I said retired quarterbacks.
I know.
Over 30.
But he might be retired. We don't know.
Cal signs Aaron Rodgers for one more season.
You know he's better than whatever they've got this year, he's right?
Gets a little NIL money.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, it'll never happen, but I got to tell
you. We can dream.
Yeah, I'd really like to see Andrew Luck play one more year of college.
And I'll sign up for that.
Perhaps at Kansas.
that I'm less enthusiastic about.
All right, in the news is coming up next. TriMet Barber goes to prison. We have a bunch of deads I got to tell you about. And are cashless businesses illegal? All coming up. Here's Buck. All right. Boy, people are just texting in old quarterbacks who are retired, over 30 quarterbacks retired, who we'd like to see play one more season in college. Tony Romo? Do you think he'd still?
Nah.
No? Nah. Philip Rivers?
No. No.
Robert Griffin? Tim Tebow? Oh, God.
Tebow! Leader of men.
You know who's a great one? Cam Newton.
Ooh.
I think I'd want him for one college
Luke
season.
Luke always talks about that crab meat shoulder of his, though. I don't know if he can get it done. He was pretty damaged goods by the end.
We go back to Andrew Luck.
I know.
All right, it is April 29, 2025. It's time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Nice to be back. Please be seated. Thank you. Today is viral video day. Do you know what the most viral video of all time is? Are you aware of this?
Ooh, let me go with one of the originals. I will say Charlie Bit My Finger.
Oh.
Or maybe David at the Dentist.
Charlie Bit My Finger.
Or the David at the Dentist.
No, I think it's the original YouTube video.
Oh, like the first one ever posted?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. Well, it's the guy, it's the me at the zoo. It's one of the YouTube founders.
Oh, okay.
He's at the zoo.
Great.
Standing in front of the elephants.
I still remember when YouTube came about and I was like told about it in, I think, middle school or something like that. And I'm like, the idea was, well, you can just go there to watch any video. And I'm like, but I already know what websites my favorite videos are already on. I had like there were places on the internet you would go to see stuff, and YouTube aggregated all of it, and I didn't even get that initially. And then mostly because people weren't putting their videos on there. It was like they were living on their own sites. And then somehow we hit the tipping point, and
yeah, it's got a, like it's wildfire. Got everything.
Yeah.
You're right. 347 million views for that vid.
Man.
Isn't that a lot? I feel like that's a lot.
Yeah, what's the most... I think it's a music video, but like the most viewed video on YouTube of all time. I don't think it's that. I think
most
that was the original.
Most viewed video?
Yeah.
Music video, you mean?
Most viewed YouTube video is...
Wow.
The Baby Shark Dance.
Oh, no way. Really?
15.8 billion views.
Baby Shark
That's the one.
Ugh. What an indictment on society. It is also World Wish Day. Make a wish. What's your big sports wish?
Ooh, Ducks National Championship.
Yeah? Over the Giants? Yeah, the Giants have won.
I've seen them do it. Like, in my lifetime, the one I don't have, or the ones I don't have, would be Oregon and the San Jose Sharks.
Yeah, you can't waste it on hockey.
No.
You get a big sports wish. Ducks win
it's
it.
The Ducks.
Win the netty!
It's the Ducks.
Well, you guys talked about the TriMet Barber, so
yeah, we briefly
don't need to go into that. But you know that
you
is
won the
one.
Netty!
So this guy, this is the dude who was on the Max train, like cutting women's hair,
and spreading fluids,
and like, and he kept. So they kept arresting him, and then he would just. It was like this vicious cycle of come back out and do it again. And I remember specifically us talking about him multiple times and Suk going, like, this is one of those guys who hasn't done enough to to lock up.
Like, to do hard time for a long time.
But he's also someone who doesn't deserve to be in society.
Can't be out with the rest
What do you do with those people? Yeah. And so I am happy to report, as Buck reported yesterday or maybe Friday on In the News, that he is going away for 22 years.
Yeah.
They got him on, so he was also upskirting, wasn't he? Or like filming under like stalls?
Yeah, he was taking photos of women in a public restroom without their knowledge. They found, I think, more than 31 photos and videos on his device.
Yeah.
And there were other things too. I think in the article it said that he had, you know, some sort of like felony weapons brandishing. He was also in possession of meth. So a real five-star,
a real winner
prospect there.
Yeah. So he's going away. 22 years. Thank God. Okay. Two leaders of a Venezuelan gang arrested in Portland.
Ooh.
Yes, they were indicted in a racketeering case. The gang is called Tren de Aragua.
Ooh.
They were arrested in Portland, accused in a sex, drug, and gun trafficking conspiracy. So they are 27-year-old men, one named Johan, the other David. They are members of an offshoot gang called Anti-Tren, made up of associates and former members of Tren de Aragua, who operate mainly in New York and New Jersey.
So that's it basically sounds like they fractured off of the group and they were maybe even a rivaling gang now to this other one? Because if they're the anti-Tren to the Tren de Aragua.
They say there are only 27 members or associates. They are accused of racketeering, sex trafficking, harboring immigrants for sex trafficking, and possessing guns. This is all in New York, so they somehow showed up here.
Were they they just fleeing here? They thought they wouldn't get caught in sleepy old Oregon?
I don't know. It says that those guys and a few of the others are accused of bringing women mostly from Venezuela to the United States for sex trafficking and distributing drugs, committing robberies, as it were.
If you do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
And they say some of the gang members have actually executed real-life human beings.
We'll execute the baby.
This is not for the faint of heart.
No.
But well, those
I'm glad
guys,
we got them.
Yeah. Yeah, right here in Portland. Can you imagine that? Like, you're just shopping in Fred Meyer, and there's that guy picking out a tomato?
Was it clear that they were actively looking for them, or did they catch them doing something else, and then they realized who they were?
No, they were looking for him.
Wow, that's great.
Indicted in another, you know, another state. There's a lot to that story. Yeah, the New York police commissioner called Tren de Aragua one of the most dangerous gangs in the country.
Well, and yeah, the gang had executing people.
Yeah, shown zero regard for the safety of New Yorkers. So two of them bagged here. boy, this is a sad story. Two young runners died after a half marathon down in Eugene. Did you see this?
No.
Two of them. They crossed the finish line of half marathons in Oregon this month. And they were both unexplained cardiac events.
What?
Yes.
I don't like this.
You shouldn't.
I signed up for a triathlon today. And I don't
really?
Like this. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You signed up for a triathlon?
Yeah, I did.
This is breaking news.
Why? What are you doing?
Why would anyone sign up for a triathlon to get in shape,
exactly.
Baby?
They're all insane.
Yeah, well, it's insane.
This is obscene. So wait, you're gonna go on that journey?
I've been doing the swimming for a while, and that's kind of what turned me on to it. Like I've been lap swimming for months now, and realized that part I've got down, and I think is generally the hardest part. And then
what order do they do them?
It's so I'm doing a sprint triathlon, which is like the shortest kind.
Okay.
And it's an 800 meter swim, a 12 mile bike,
okay,
and a 5K.
All right. Well, that's not a real. Okay. That's a little different.
It's a sprint triathlon.
Hey, I'm not making fun. I know Suk would be poking fun at you right now. I'm telling you.
Oh, wait till you hear this. I get my own special classification. I'm part of the Clydesdale group as a husky boy over the age of 220.
You're a freaking Clydesdale?
I'm a Clydesdale, baby.
Oh, my God. I love that so much.
Yeah, all the lads over 220 get their own division, the Clydesdales.
Clydesdales?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah. I ran my first 5K last week, and it didn't go as bad as I thought it would. So,
what's that? 3 miles?
Yeah, 3.1.
How long? Under 30?
No. No. I did it in about 40 minutes, and I did 3.5 miles.
Okay.
So.
Well, listen. That's not a. I'm not making it. I'm.
My goal is great. My goal is to have a goal and to finish it.
That's right. Good for you. That's wonderful. But like, can we just call that's not a triathlon.
Yeah, it is, because you run, bike, and swim.
But, I think they need a different name for it.
There's different lengths. They have the Olympic triathlon, which I think is
that the full
I
length?
Think that's the one that has the half marathon at the end.
Isn't there an extreme triathlon?
There's one called a Beast Man triathlon that is like a 2 mile swim and then like a 50 mile bike and then like a regular marathon or something like that. I ain't doing that.
So what'd you say? 800 meter swim, 12 miles on the bike,
and then a 5K.
All right. That's doable.
Maybe.
In what order?
In that order. Swimming, biking, running.
Yeah, okay. I think you got this. When is it?
Father's Day weekend, June 14th.
Ooh, that's coming up.
It is.
You really are training hard and stuff?
Well, that's a loaded question, but I have been swimming regularly, and I proved to myself last week that I can handle the running. The bike seems to be the easiest part to me, even though I don't have one currently.
What's more likely, you finish or get hurt?
I think it's more likely that I finish. Because it's not like I'm going to go get hit by a linebacker or something. I guess I could twist an ankle or pull something, but I've been doing the various trainings and I haven't done anything to myself yet. I'm not out here trying to like set a time record, so I'm not, you know, pushing these hammies as far as they can go or whatever.
Yeah, somebody said they were a little sad Suk wasn't here when the TriMet barber got taken down. I am too. I'm also a little sad that he wasn't here when you announced you're doing a triathlon.
Yeah. Well,
because I feel like he'd be laying into you right now.
About what?
But it's not.
He's a cyclist.
Yeah, I know, but you know him.
Sure.
I just think he would doubt your
ability.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able. Can't wait to prove him wrong.
Yeah. Good. Me, on the other hand, I'm supportive.
I have two goals: finish, followed by don't finish last.
Okay.
And we'll see if that happens. I can live with the second one not coming.
Well, I bet you're going to see some beefy dudes in those in the Clydesdale.
I have no idea what to expect. I've never done one of these.
I think they should name the Clydes. This is good for department stores. The Husky section now needs to be the Clydesdale.
Clydesdales, yeah. They have a name. There's a women's category as well. That's the Athena category. That's the women's version of the Clydesdale.
Athena, like the Greek goddess?
I guess.
Yeah.
Clydesdale's cooler.
Yeah, and yes, I'll be putting. I will be putting out.
We'll have to bet it.
Potential wagers for you guys. Yeah. There's no question. Wow. Exciting news. Boy, we buried the lead.
And it makes me sad.
Well, yeah. Back to the bad news. Sunday morning, steps after completing the Eugene half marathon, 23-year-old Mateo Cruz collapsed on the track at Hayward Field. Race organizers said he received immediate medical attention. He died. He lived in Eugene. He finished the 13.1-mile race in just under 2 hours.
So my big question, are these regular runners, or is this the first time they've tried something like this?
Well, if he ran 13 miles in under 2 hours, I'm guessing he's
good.
A pretty good runner.
Yeah.
Seeing as how you did 3.5 miles in
one
40
time.
Minutes. Mr. Clydesdale.
Yeah.
You're my favorite Clydesdale, though.
Do you think they took the Fauci ouchie? Got the jab?
I wouldn't want to speculate on that, Ryan. Mm.
Well, many will want to.
On April 5th, another runner, Cameron Morris, a 19-year-old Oregon State University sophomore, died of cardiac arrest after completing the Corvallis half marathon. Moments after crossing the finish line, she collapsed in the arms of her friends. God, maybe it is the Fauci ouchie.
I don't like it. I'm doing mine up at elevation. And just collapse at the finish line.
Did you get the Fauci ouchie?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in trouble. See? She was from Tri-Cities. Very sad news.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Are cashless businesses illegal? We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan. Well, I'm delighted to be joined today by one of the top Clydesdales in the sprint triathlon of Bend, Oregon.
Do you think I am the top first-round betting golf leader among Clydesdales?
I don't know. I'd have to see who you're competing against. Maybe
west of the Mississippi.
Maybe for debutantes.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, sure. First timers.
Because I'm guessing anybody that's done it before is going to beat you.
Sure.
No offense.
No.
Maybe not.
I meant, do you think I'm the top first round leader golf bettor among Clydesdales?
Like I said, no. I think you are among debutantes, first timers. Right. I would take
at the triathlon or at the golf betting.
At the triathlon.
No, I'm saying at the golf betting. You think among Clydesdales, I'm the best first-round leader golf bettor.
Oh. Among Clydesdales? Oh, yeah. No question. There's
You're
no one
leading
better.
Clydesdale first-round leader golf bettor. That's what I mean.
Correct. Now, you said during the break, you made a good point. You said, what's the worst that can happen? I don't finish. No, the worst that can happen...
What you just talked about.
...is you die.
Yeah.
Because apparently, you do. When crossing the finish line of a half marathon.
I guess.
Or in
good
this
thing
case,
it's not a half marathon.
From the Clydesdale category of the sprint triathlon.
The Bend Pacific Crest Endurance Festival sprint triathlon.
Love it so much. Oregon lawmakers proposing penalties for businesses that don't accept cash. This is a new bill. It's turn up the heat. State Senator James Manning says he tried to pay for a drink with cash, only to be told the hotel doesn't accept it. Manning helped pass a law in 2022 forcing Oregon businesses to accept cash. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
He says it does no good to write a bill or a law, and there is no accountability portion on there. 3 years later, he's back. Senate Bill 1176 pushing the state's labor bureau to teach businesses to accept cash. unless it's online or a big purchase over $100. He says, it's not a point of trying to push anybody. It's the fact that this is America, and U.S. currency and cash is still king.
America, yeah!
Now, I guess I see both sides of this. I mean, there probably are some people that operate strictly with cash. This says 1 in 25 U.S. households don't use banks.
I don't even know how that's possible.
1 in 25. Really? Yeah, lower income, I guess, you know. I think maybe not everyone has a bank card.
But even so, like, does that mean whenever you get paid, you're just getting a physical check from your employer and you're taking it to a random bank and cashing it? Like, wouldn't you still use a bank in some capacity regularly?
I think they use those check cashing places.
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Well, I can't say I knew this was a law. There's no federal rule forcing businesses to take cash unless there's a state law. So he's saying Oregon, he wants to enforce Oregon's. I don't know. I think that's weird. I think, I suppose I see both sides of it. I think it's one of those where if I were in a business, say a drink, he wanted to buy a drink and they were like, we don't take your cash here. I'm guessing I would get a free drink, wouldn't I? I mean, they're not going to take the drink away and...
No.
Because they don't take my... I mean, look, all I have is cash. That's all I have. I have no bank card, nothing. I was robbed. Except they left me with my cash. Mm-hmm. So I want to buy this vodka soda.
Yeah.
For $9. Here's 10. Keep the change. No, sir, I can't accept that. Well, then what's that? What happens?
You're under arrest.
Apparently in Oregon, I'm sitting next to the TriMet barber. I have one more story here, but I think we're out of time. It is about now this is going to need to breathe a little.
All right, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, you want to tease it?
I'm going to tease it, and it's why the Northwest has so many bikini barista stands.
Oh, okay.
Do you know why this is?
I do not know why.
Well, it is a big thing here, you know.
Is it because of the rules of the gentlemen's clubs that are more stringent?
I think that's part of it. Yeah. What, less stringent, you mean? Like, our nudity laws aren't quite as
Oh, yeah, they're less stringent. Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Like in California.
You sure you're
California brain? No.
Somebody texted in. They said that you're going to get smoked.
See, it's not
in
like
the Clydesdale division.
Is it any worse than getting smoked by the entire race group?
Well, it's not like you care about getting smoked. You're not fools.
My thought was that the only reason you just put that designation up is because you happen to be a Husky boy. And then your time gets compared with all the other Husky boys instead of the whole group at large. So I'm not worried about how much better those Clydesdales are than me.
He says, you're going to get crushed as a Clydesdale. The top five are always guys who finished mid-pack in the pro levels that just happened to be 6'5 Adonises and barely 220. Oh, boy.
So? I have to keep up with them.
Yeah, you do. Bitch, you're Clydesdale.
The one that was way more concerning is the person that texted, I did a real triathlon, trained every day in the lake that the event was in. Nothing could prepare you. I got out in the water so far behind the race that the officials left. I rode my bike down the running portion. 8 miles went by till I figured out I had to turn around. I was behind by over an hour. My new goal was to just not finish last. I did it. I was in incredible running shape at the time and got second place. Only two people in my category. But I don't like...
That's a great story.
Nothing can prepare you.
Oh,
the
God.
Officials left.
And then
that's what I'm worried about.
But he caught up... he still finished second in
second
his,
of two.
But hey, he finished.
Yeah.
Good on him.
I just want to finish.
This is my thing about triathlons. I feel like it's a good goal. It's just like anything else. It's like hiking... A big mountain or something, okay? You want the goal. You like the challenge of meeting the goal. Training for and climaxing. Okay, I get that. But do people ever run multiple, do ever compete in multiple triathlons? If they're not insane?
Oh.
You know, like, you do it once, it's like, okay. It's kind of like a marathon.
You know, I'm kind of wondering in the next, like, like I mentioned, I've kind of been working towards this for a little while, at least portions of it. But I wonder if over the next month plus, once I do this, I'll be like, actually, I wonder if I could do a longer one, a real one, improve my time.
I don't know. I think it's going to go the other way. This is what I'm saying. Now, look, I get it. There's a lot of people who are marathoners, and that's what they do. They run a bunch of marathons. But I'm saying the vast majority of people, they run a marathon once, they do a triathlon once. And that's great. You should do that. But I think once you experience it, it's one of those things. It's like,
I don't know if I need to do that again.
Not that great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of like Hood to Coast. I mean,
It's entirely possible that's how I feel afterwards.
But then there's
a small part of me that's like, maybe I'll just like the way this fitness feels so much, I'll start doing more of it.
Boy, I tell you, I'm going to put odds on all of this. And let me tell you, that bet right there, that is a long shot. That ain't happening. But you never know.
I got this far.
What do you mean this far? You haven't done anything.
I chose to sign up for something where I have to run a 5K and I hate running.
You've come this far. You're giving yourself credit for signing up?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you should get credit for signing up.
Thinking that I should actually do this when I hate running and hate exercising?
Do you like swimming?
Yeah. Probably not in a river with 100 other people. Other Clydesdales crushing me.
See, I don't like the swimming part.
I love the swimming part.
I think that's the worst part.
I think everyone thinks that's the worst part. That's the whole reason I thought maybe I could actually pull this off. It's because the swimming part, I wouldn't say it comes easy to me, but like I feel very comfortable with it.
I love this. Somebody else texts in, I cycle cross Clydesdale. So now we're into all the lingo.
I guess. I didn't even know what it was until 10 o'clock this morning.
And he says he understands. He said, we don't count the first five guys because they're the dudes who sandbag it to have points. It's their ego. How about that?
Yeah, because if these Adonises are so great, why are they in the Clydesdale division of the sprint triathlon? They're just trying to rack up some personal stats.
Now somebody's like, oh my God, you're doing a sprint try and making that a big deal? Well,
somebody else told me that sprint triathlons are for the kids. I said, the kids and my fat ass.
Now this is just unfair. Let's let the guy, he's got a goal, he's trying to get in shape. Let him freaking sign up for a sprint try as a Clydesdale.
Yeah, have you seen me? If you have not seen my figure.
It is cute.
Chugging along.
I tell you what, dude, I ain't doing no freaking sprint try. Screw that. Would I be a Clydesdale?
Are you 220 plus?
No.
Then no.
What category am I in?
Just regular.
Regular?
Regular guy.
Sexy? I'll be in the sexy category.
Sure. You can come in last in that one.
Here's somebody who said, hey, I ran Hood to Coast twice. The second time was just to see if it sucked as much as I thought it did. And it did.
So you're saying I'm going to do a second triathlon after the first one and be like, nope, still sucks.
Maybe. That's a possibility, but I don't think you. I think you're one and done, but I think you're going to do this. I'm rooting for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I'd be sad if you were rooting against me.
Yeah, see, this is where I think Suk would be. I really think
he'd be rooting for me to not make it.
He's going
to
be up your ass about this, but I won't be. I'm supportive.
Okay.
Oh, man. Good times. Coming up next. Okay, so that's in the news. Did you know that?
That is in the news.
It's done. Brought to you by The Advocates, injuryattorneys at advocateslaw.com. Tomorrow we will explore why the Northwest has so many bikini barista stands. But up next is the Hot 5 at 5. Plenty of sports news, so stay right there on The Fan.